Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text this morning comes from Psalm 100. We read, "Shout to the Lord with joy, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courtyards with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." This is our text. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the book of Psalms is one of the most interesting books in the whole Bible. It is nicknamed the first hymnal because the Israelites used the Psalms in all of their worship services. And even in the New Testament, we see use of the Psalms when the gospel writers record that Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn. What they were really singing were Psalms. And the book of Psalms has some of the most beautiful lines in all of Scripture, such as, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" The Psalms are beautiful, and they're full of scriptural teachings. They show us our sin through the anguish of the psalm writers. They show us God's plan for a Savior. And in our sermon text today, they show us God's faithfulness. His faithfulness to the Israelites and his faithfulness to us. Psalm 100 is part of a group of psalms that all address the same question. The question is simple, but it's one that bothered the Israelites. The question is, how will God rule on earth if the dynasty of King David strays from God? Now, this is a question that bothered the psalmist, because the Lord promised to be with King David and his descendants, but what happens when they aren't faithful to the Lord? And we can understand this question, because it's easy to sit back and think about what God will do if we fail, if we falter. Especially when we look at our past decisions in our lives and we realize pretty quickly we will falter, we will fail. Well, Psalm 100 answers that question. In addition to using half of the psalm to encourage his readers to praise God, the psalmist gives us one of the many reasons why we ought to praise the Lord. The psalmist writes in verse 5, "For the Lord is good, his mercy endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." The psalmist here points out the fact that the faithfulness, or rather, the faithlessness of man does not matter. What matters is God's faithfulness. And the Israelites can take comfort in the fact that God is always faithful. It's easy to understand why the Israelites were worried about this, as they didn't have the best history as a people of being faithful to the Lord. But I think that their checkered history should be the first thing that they point to take comfort in the Lord's faithfulness. First of all, God created mankind. And from the onset, the Lord set mankind, set us apart from the rest of the universe, making us the crown of his creation. And when the Lord picked Abraham out of all of humanity, he promised Abraham that his descendants would number the stars in the sky. Now, the psalmist was worried about what would happen if the dynasty of King David fell away from the Lord. Well, the Israelite people have had problems falling away from the Lord well before King David came into the picture. When the Lord rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, they couldn't take two steps in the wilderness without grumbling against Moses and Aaron, saying hurtful things about them and about the Lord. Things like, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? It would have been better for us to have been slaves in Egypt. At least there we have food and shelter." And it didn't get much better from there. During the time of the judges, before the Israelites had a king, it was a complete free-for-all. In fact, the theme of the book of Judges can be taken from the very last verse. Judges 21, verse 25 reads, "In those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did whatever was right in his own eyes. No rules, no accountability, and no faithfulness to the Lord." It's easy to be unfaithful to God. We can blame and point fingers at the Israelites all we want, but we do it just as much. At least, I know that I do it just as much. Because it's easy for me to take my worries and all the things that are going wrong in my life and go to God with those concerns. But when things are going well in my life, when everything's the way I want it to be, well, I don't come to God and thank Him for the good things nearly as often as I complain to Him about the bad things. I fail to thank God for His faithfulness to me. I become unfaithful, just like the Israelites were unfaithful. And it's just as easy to be unfaithful in other ways. Sure, we don't kneel down to stone statues of Baal like the Israelites did, but we have plenty of other idols in our own society. There's the love of money, our society being rooted in this idea that everyone would be happy if they had more money in their bank account. Or there's the idol of sexual immorality of all different types, which isn't just condoned by our society, but it's encouraged and celebrated. It's just as easy for us to be unfaithful as it was for the Israelites to be unfaithful to the Lord. But the Lord remained faithful to the Israelites. He never stopped loving them, and He never stopped trying to help them, especially when they weren't faithful. He never stopped sending them prophets and teachers so that they could see how they weren't being faithful to Him. And that long line of prophets sent to the Israelites culminated in the sending of the one that they had been waiting for since Adam and Eve. God sent His Son to be our Savior. He never forgot the promise that He made to Adam and Eve, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to King David. He never forgot. Even after the Israelites were unfaithful, God was still faithful. And even though King David's descendants did prove to be unfaithful, the Lord still kept His promise to David that one day David would have a descendant that He Himself would call Lord. From David's line would come the one who would save the people from their sins. And in the same way that the Lord remained faithful to David and the Israelites, the Lord remained faithful to us. Jesus saw our need for a Savior, and He stepped in. He took one look at us and saw the same thing that He saw in our gospel reading, where Matthew tells us, "When Jesus saw the crowds, He was moved with compassion for them, because they were troubled and downcast, like sheep without a shepherd." Jesus saw us. He saw us wandering, faithless sheep, and He had compassion on us. He took our sin and placed it on His shoulders as He suffered and died on the cross. He replaced our sin with His perfection. He washed us clean in the waters of baptism. And through that baptism, you and I are brought into God's household. We are the sheep of His pasture, as the psalmist put it so lovingly. Sheep that know the voice of their good shepherd. Sheep that can rest easy as night approaches, because they know they are protected under the watchful eye of their good shepherd. And in our new life of baptism, we are given another gift. We're given another ally. We are given the Holy Spirit, who lives and reigns in our hearts. building and strengthening our faith. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, we are able to confess those three simple, beautiful words, Jesus is Lord. And in the same way that he remained faithful to the Israelites, our Savior remains faithful to us. He promises that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. No matter how many times we stumble, how many times we falter, how many times we wander off, our Savior will always welcome us back with open arms and a warm embrace, like the father of the prodigal son, who is overjoyed that at last his son has come home. No questions asked, no explanation needed. Simply joy for a sheep that has returned to the flock. Of all the great and divine attributes of our God, his faithfulness is not one to lose sight of. The psalmist did it. He saw all the problems that could arise of the faithlessness of Israel. And what did he do? He pointed to the one who remains faithful. He pointed to a loving, gracious, merciful, faithful God who created us, redeemed us, and keeps us safe in his loving arms. He pointed to a God who doesn't see our sin, but rather sees the perfection of Jesus draped over us in our baptisms. The Lord is always faithful. Faithful to the Israelites and faithful to us. Amen. And now may this peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds focused on Christ Jesus. Amen.